Alright, there that is. There or there that isn't. There it is. Alright, nice and low. Alright, there we go. WineCellarMedia.com. Trigger warning, you know. Lightweight trigger warning because it's white on white crime, but of course there is violence. Maybe the wee bit of slut shaming here or there. Who knows? You know, but we gotta throw this one up quick and fast. Short episode, then we gotta go, well, as David Frum would say, sign up for what we don't like, but what we can learn to live with.
David Frum would say that. It is indeed a snake bite.
Fucking sad motherfucker. Gusty Renegade says no metaphors.
Well, it was a shitty metaphor.
Well, and then he says, everybody with a hand up, you can speak. They don't have a hand up. They dialed into your program.
I mean...
stop using metaphors.
You know, white supremacy puts us in a lot of difficult positions.
Oh, man, folks, okay.
That fucking one.
Now,
yeah.
While she said that, one of the last few episodes I listened to when I was still listening to podcasts at work, so this was easily, definitely over 10 weeks ago, and one of the callers called in talking about how,
Wasn't it his dad raped his mom or something?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How was his grandfather had raped his mother, and none of the family ever wanted to talk about that. And that was like the gist, that was why he cut off contact with his family members. Mm-hmm. You know, when he gave more detail into that and like who else his grandfather had raped in the family. And everybody just wanted to metaphor brush it under the rug. And after he said all that, you know, the host of the program, Gusty Renegade, of the Context of White Supremacy program, The Cows, he said, yes, white supremacy does put us in a lot of real tough predicaments to deal with. It's like, white supremacy did not make him rape. The white man did not pull out his penis and force it like... that would have been the white man raping both of them. But no, he raped on his own. Mm-hmm. Alright, that's why I'm not with that VGQ shit, that Neely Fuller bullshit. Victims guaranteed qualification, I think. Fuck that shit. VGQ bullshit. Alright, alright, straight to the fucking white on right crime. Immediately. Where do you go? Where do you go? You
Florida.
Go, why not?
Florida.
Who doesn't go to fucking Florida?
Me. I don't go to Florida.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
So this feller, he likes makeup, and I think that he's a good man that likes wearing makeup.
Wait, are those makeup or are those tattoos?
Oh, I don't know. Well, he's a Miami feller. He has green hair and tattoos. And he bears a striking resemblance to the Joker. See, he says he has tattoos, but he doesn't say if what's on his face is the tattoos.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? He was in court with the shit.
Yeah. It's probably his fucking tattoos.
This nigga got Joker face.
There's a rapper who has Joker face.
Florida woman trapped inside CVS trying to buy a birthday card. There's a rapper who has a Joker face?
Yeah.
Tech Nine?
No. He has like a fucking tattoo. You know how Joker has like, I believe it's called the Chelsea grin, right? Like the extra long smile across the side of your face, you know, off the side, the corners
Wait,
of your mouth.
Has he got a tattoo to look like a fictional character?
It is the Chelsea grin, but I believe it's with AK-47s. He has, I believe, two AK-47s. I'll torture you with it later. I will.
Sounds like a nice young man. I like this guy. All right, Second Amendment kind of guy. These fucking, here we go. Lawrence Patrick Sullivan.
Of course. His name is Lawrence Patrick Sullivan. Of course.
And it doesn't flow. Like, what? And Lawrence Patrick Sullivan, why don't you have a briefcase? Why aren't you fucking conspiring with your Congress critter to pollute a fucking lake with that name? That is such a pollute a lake name.
Because I don't have to live up to your expectations, Dad.
Fucking, so he was arrested Tuesday night. So, really, a few hours ago, really, and charged with carrying a concealed firearm, the Miami-Dade police said.
Wait, what? Okay.
What? And, what? Well, Lawrence Patrick Sullivan, or, LPS, Lips.
The Notorious LPS.
The Notorious LPS. Was arrested after an overseer responded to the 15200 block of Southwest 104th Street. Where the fuck in Florida do they have these numbered streets? That sounds great. for a report of a man with green hair and tattoos on his face who was pointing a gun at passing vehiculars.
Which is why I said, really? Because... how are you charged with having a concealed weapon when you actually have it out and you are pointing it at people? Like, it's not really concealed, is it?
So I guess, well, they responded to a call, so he probably concealed it back up by the time the Elroys got there. And because he's a white man, innocent until proven guilty. Because the pointing, that's the accusation. So until someone comes up with video, he can get off on that. And then it might just be, if it's not registered or whatever, is what he might get in trouble for. The tattoos aren't going to help.
Well, you know what, though? They might be okay, because remember, I think we actually covered that story, too, of the white supremacist with the Nazi tattoos on his face. And the judge allowed him to get, like, that makeup to cover up his tattoos so it wouldn't negatively influence the jury.
Ah, man.
So, I mean, maybe it'll be okay. White privilege real as fuck, man.
So I get to speak through a fucking white voice synthesizer, and I get to have a white man appear for me.
That's not how it works.
No, Tom Hartman gets to sit in. Yes, fuck it.
That's not how bullshit. It works. It's only for white supremacists with Nazi tattoos on their face.
He's listed as a tattoo model on the arrest report, and was booked into jail and is being held on $5,000 bond. And then there's footage from the from when he was in court, and this yellow-headed white woman got to asking him questions and he got to answering them. Let's just take a listen here. It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds. I'm interested. I want to know what the hell's going on. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. Sound like Larry the Cable Guy.
No, I don't.
The next one is this is Lawrence Sullivan.
Pardon me? Oh, this is Mr. Sullivan? All right, good morning, Mr. Sullivan. You're charged with one count of carrying a concealed firearm. I've appointed the public defender's office to represent you. I'm going to be taking a look at your arrest affidavit to see if there's probable cause.
I love the fact that she's, like, nonchalant as fuck. Like, she sees him in there with those fucking tattoos. She's like, what the fuck ever, man?
Yeah, looking like baby Beetlejuice, yo. His shit, apparently, apparently the tattoos are all the way to the point of where it's, like, fucking eyeshadow. Like, his whole shit is fucking tattooed.
Yeah.
He looks fucking ridiculous. All right.
On status, sir.
Your Honor, I'm being told that Mr. Sullivan is declining services of the public.
Is declining services. Is that correct, sir?
She's talking to me. She's asking
you. You don't want the public defender's office to represent you?
I mean, they can represent me, but I'm trying to get bonded out on my own.
Well, they're there to help you, sir. You don't have a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, okay.
So he's trying to get bonded out. Well, you're not. Like, I see you in the orange V-neck, nigga. You're not.
So
I didn't feel like signing the paperwork.
What the fuck?
I didn't feel like it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't like homework. It's bullshit. Tattoo my face. I'll pay my bills like that.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're in custody, okay? You're charged with carrying concealed firearm, which, if convicted, has some serious consequences. They're there to help you. The purpose of today's hearing is I'm going to be taking a look at your arrest affidavit to see if there's probable cause to hold you and then address your bond status, okay? So they're on the case. Let's see what's going on. I'm going to take a look at the arrest and see affidavit and see what it says.
Well, okay, she's looking for a while. Find it, Miss
Man. And he's
ma'am.
Just standing there with his arms crossed, like, bored as fuck. Like, why have to be here for this bullshit?
Yeah.
You're like, whatever, like, man.
You are going to be in prison.
Okay.
With mean men.
All right, looks like he, He has a prior for possession of cannabis, it looks like, back in 2013. All right. What I'm going to do on Mr. Sullivan, I review the arrest affidavit. I'm making a finding of probable cause.
If you could just give me one moment, Judge.
Making a finding of probable cause. All right. I just want to hear him say more words.
Yeah.
He looks confused. Even with all that tattoo shit on his face, I can tell that I can see the not a very smart boy under them tattoos.
Well,
not much of a boy.
Does one who thinks much get tattoos like that? I don't know.
He thinks he likes movies and tattoos.
Because Mr. Sullivan is a lifelong resident of South Florida. He was raised here. He's indicated he doesn't have an address. He lives with his mother. This time.
All right, he lives with his mother. That is fantastic. Oh, that's good stuff. Alex Jones
exists, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Which, if you're not aware yet, they got the fucking White House press pass.
Yep, and this is how he celebrated it.
Signed a deal for $350 million over the next decade. The first tranche, $105 million, to be paid out in the next year by Saudi Arabia and the United States in an arms deal. He transferred to them linkage into a threat fusion center, the biggest in the world, that's been publicly shown. They won't show the NSA and FBI threat fusion centers. They won't throw the they won't show the CIA ones either. But they showed this giant center, and I covered it earlier tonight. It's on Infowars.com.
I love the fact that somehow this is a good deal despite his fucking entire base be like, fuck globalism. I mean, except right now when Trump makes a deal with Saudi Arabia. But other than that, fuck globalism.
Yeah, well, remember when I first saw this now, Alex Jones, he said, I thought I spoke for the proletariat. Oh, you've changed if that was your intent. You have changed. You kissed the king's feet, nigga.
The weapons, they're transferred the technology, they're transferred access into the surveillance grid. And less than 24 hours after President Trump finishes that speech, a big bomb goes off at a pop star's rock concert.
Stars have rock concerts?
That's why I go to Britney's. I want that guitar solo. When I go to Britney Spears shows, I expect to see her fucking shred that motherfucker.
I mean, get you a pop star who could do both.
Fucking Christ.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
A bunch of liberal trendies. The same people, God love them, on average, who are promoting open borders, bringing Islamists in. Trump's been blocking that and saying, you don't come here from unvetted countries. And Saudi Arabia, many other...
Okay. But you don't come here from unvetted countries.
But this didn't happen in the United States. This didn't happen somewhere where there's a discussion about open borders happening under Trump because, you know, Trump is here and not there. I mean, we can send him there. Huh. He would rather be in the UK, but you know.
Yeah, after we looked at those David Pakman clips earlier today, he kind of combs his hair like Trump shit. He does. David Pakman got Trump hair.
The elements of their government. There's different factions, but they've been caught funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Trump has already defeated those armies in Syria and is now coming.
What? He's defeated them.
Oh, shit. Weren't we just there, like, last week?
You're saying that he didn't defeat them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying
his 60-day plan to defeat ISIS has been a failure because ISIS still exists. That's the fuck I'm saying.
See, now you're just confused because you're tired. Like, he predicted it right. You actually are going to get tired
of
winning.
Yeah, I'm tired. I am tired.
You're exhausted from all the winning.
I am tired because we're over 100 days into his administration and ISIS still exists. Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Of winning.
In a Charlie Sheen kind of way.
Winning! Tired of
winning! Okay. Alright, Charlie Sheen. Alright.
So tired, you're gonna take a nap longer than Chez Pazienza. Get lost, boy. Go visit your big cousin.
A victory in his hand. A stick and an olive branch. Arrows and an olive branch. He's saying you need to back down now.
What? You offer a stick, an olive branch? You offer everything.
An olive branch and arrows? Okay.
Yes.
War He's got peace. The biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
War is peace. Peace is war. It's 1984.
War is peace, peace is war. It's 1984.
And elements clearly in those factions of the 10,000 plus Saudi royalty, the Saudi prince.
Ah, you saw him look. He looked to the right to find out where the next lie was coming from. Like fucking royalty. Fuck it. Do they like that word? Royalty. fuck them, huh? Right?
We're saying that's not the case. We're going to strike back. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, but we attacked Saudi Arabia's arch enemy, Iraq, in 2003. Same story over and over again. Previous to that, 500,000 children died in these sanctions. The Muslim world didn't care. Our own government went along with it, Bill Clinton. Expanded the sanctions. And now we've seen the Arab Spring turn loose by Obama, with Saudi Arabia at the head of it in Qatar.
I don't know if you knew that, but Obama went over there and he was like, "All right, listen, you Arab motherfuckers. I need you to spring into action." All right.
Well, he was probably like, "I'm a Muslim. You're a Muslim. Let's do Muslim shit."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope we could change the way Muslims are perceived. Mm-hmm. Let's hope and change, nigga.
So now it's extra fascinating to me to see Trump or Alex Jones is still on his very anti Saudi Arabia rhetoric, but he's also a Trump news source. So, like,
this show is fucked up.
Yeah, kinda.
You say that like after every time that a little bit.
A little bit.
Taking over much of the Middle East, killing areas that let Shiites and Christians live in peace. And Trump has said no to that. Trump has moved against it. But he's coming with an olive branch trying to get Saudi Arabia to work with it.
Oh, so it's okay when Trump does it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an olive branch for them, them
with
folks.
With arrows. For some reason.
Don't worry about that. Mind your business.
Whether it's the government, whether it's the king doing it, the big issue here, the thing we have to focus on,
keep forgetting his lies.
Yeah.
Is that this is what's coming out of Saudi Arabia one way or the other, and this is their response. A day later, is to blow up a bunch of trendies who've already run a white flag up to
Saudi Arabia did it?
Blow up a bunch. Yeah, well, Saudi Arabia, ISIS, they're all Muslims.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah. Radical, like, Islam.
Speaking of which, did you see when Trump went to Israel and said, "We just got out of the Middle East"? The one dude in the room?
No, I did. I never see these things, man. I'm at work too much.
You are. It was actually a very funny moment because Trump gets to Israel and he's speaking to, you know, all these high-ranking Israeli officials, and he was like, "Yeah, we just came out of the Middle East," and this one dude in the corner just, like, he literally did, like, the face palm. Like, y'all niggas just came out of the Middle East to Israel? Okay.
Yeah.
Geography. Who needs it?
Israel, or as I like to call it, Palestine.
White flag of Wahhabism. A bunch of liberals who've already run up the white flag to the Islamists, and this happens so more of our liberties can be lost, and so governments in Europe, the UK, and the US can say, "Don't criticize Muslims or they'll blow you up because they're the religion of peace." But Trump did.
Who the fuck says that?
Who calls Islam a religion of peace?
Who says don't criticize Muslims because they're gonna blow you up because they're the religion of peace? Who says that?
Man, everybody says that. Method Man says that.
Really?
Gwen Stefani says that. You're saying Gwen Stefani doesn't say that.
Correct.
All the time.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah.
Look, man, what matters is who really says it.
I see who really says it.
I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans. And by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. His teachings are good and peaceful. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, blaspheme the name of Allah. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah. The terrorists.
I don't know. I want to know who the fuck is behind it with that lukewarm ass clapping.
The terrorists are traitors to
their
own
faith. Stop saying nice things about those Muslims.
The terrorists are traitors to their own faith. The terrorists are traitors to their own faith. Terrorists are traitors to their own faith. Terrorists are traitors to their own faith. Trying, in effect, to hijack Islam itself. The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
The good old days when you had that moderate Democrat George Bush. Oh man, I'm gonna save that one for the end.
Happy anniversary dinner, all right, darling.
So some feller that supports the Donald Fied Trump, he was on the United Airlines plane, and they didn't much like him being on there. All right, United, they released a statement too. They said, "We're grateful for the patience shown by our customers who endured the disruptive behavior of this here passenger." Fiends Kalita got up to get him. They just bring the whole box. You know you're going to use a lot of them. Fiends Kalita went to go get her tissue papers. The whole box, man.
Tissue papers.
All right. So this fella was on the plane, and he was having a good old time and making a bunch of noise and whatnot. And he has on a Make America Great Again baseball style cap.
Made in China?
No.
Mexico?
No. It was made in Chimerico.
Like that's Okay. That's gonna be a country someday. Wait and see.
Fucking Christ, still have good skateboarders. Yeah, so and while he was getting dragged off the plane, other passengers started yelling, "Lock him up." Hey, what the hell? That's a shit video. Yeah, and so the passengers chanted "lock him up" as United Airlines had the man sporting the Donald Trump cap, "Make America Great Again," removed him from the flight in Shanghai. The man delayed takeoff for hours.
Oh, in Shanghai, so he was just getting the hat at a ground level. Oh. He wanted the first one off the rack.
Like, they're cheaper before they ship them. Shit. He went to Shanghai.
He was just supporting the proletariat, sort of.
All right, and something I gotta check out. Caitlin Johnstone has a podcast that I need to hit her up and be like, "Yo, I mean, you motherfucker. Okay, look, you motherfuckers that do audio talking shows, and you have them on SoundCloud. SoundCloud has an RSS feed. All right, go in your settings, go in your privacy settings, and the RSS feed is right there at the top on the left." Copy that link, drop it in iTunes and Stitcher and all those other places. It's a few minutes of labor to get your shit to a lot of people. It's way easy because people don't want to go to SoundCloud. Yeah. It's an ugly, inconvenient website. Well, people want to use applications.
Also, I would point out that a lot of people listen to things from their phone, and you can't go to the SoundCloud website. You have to download the app to use SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And even then, I don't like SoundCloud. I have the SoundCloud application. I don't like it. I don't like how I accidentally touched something and I skipped forward 5 minutes. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah,
man. Put your shit in fucking iTunes, man. I know. You gotta work with a monster. But if you say the right words, you'll make other people want to fight the monster. And then we can just have our little tribes and villages and fucking eat berries. You want to eat some berries? I like berries. Go fuck yourself.
Blueberries are delicious.
Blueberries are delicious. Illinois has the nation's highest black unemployment rate.
Huh.
We played her record yesterday. It says transsexual rapper. But then again, you know what? Let niggas identify how they do. Because like, as she like corrected herself on a program I listened to, Ms. Amira O, she said, "I'm transsexual or transgender." But you know, it's like, that's why, you know, just let trans niggas be trans. Let them niggas live. Mm-hmm. Let people be people. Right? Because it's like, it's most likely somebody cis that's going to be like, "You can't say that."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't go fuck yourself, but I really want you to try. Shit.
Well, I mean, you can. It is masturbation month, after all.
why is it always a month or a day or something? People need to stop making up shit.
Yeah, May is masturbation month, so enjoy yourself, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and then for the rest of the year, you just hold it. Like, who is coming up with this shit? Four former Tucson area cops barred from police work in Arizona. Penny Loco, Penny Jean, she's posting by her name, Penny Jean, on the Twitter. She's down with Wine Cellar Media. She has a video up of her speaking about her her inventions and her brain work. Like, she's literally a brain scientist. Like, she actually fixes human beings' brains.
Yeah, don't say that on Twitter, because you'll get dragged, though.
By who? They can go fuck themselves.
I don't know who those things was, because she made some sort of... She, like, retweeted something and gave commentary, and they're like, you're just trying to be a pseudo-intellectual. It's like, she's a fucking brain scientist.
Right.
She is a real intellectual.
Like, nigga, you're doing? A fucking blogger. Like, shut the fuck up. And I tried to tell her, like, them niggas suck. Those are a bunch of fucking MSNBC corporate Democrat niggas. Fuck them niggas. I know their circle. Right? Like, those are basically Elon niggas. Like, let's just sum up who they are. They're them Elon niggas. I hate that I'm using that, because that's what Bob Seska does. Like, anybody that's to the left of him, he calls Greenwaldian. So maybe I shouldn't do that, but I'll find something
really
else
like
to call
Greenwald
them.
Like that, though.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck Greenwald... I mean, all I know is that he reports basic facts and does add some commentary, and that's what they hate. They hate that he reports facts on Democrats. If he just reported facts on Republicans, that'd be a fair deal. Mm-hmm. All right, closing up this one. Apparently, there's a person that goes by the name of Aurora Snow and worked in pornography films. And she went ahead and had a conversation with her father about working in pornography films. And so after nearly an hour on the telephone, just as we were about to hang up, I mustered up the courage to ask, quote, Dad, how did you feel when you heard I was Aurora Snow? Silence. Then came an answer that blew me away. He said I was proud. And of course, she said, were you shocked? I wasn't exactly the type to end up in porn, which is that let people be not that as intellectual as you.
Hierarchy. What?
Yeah, well, whorephobia, I think they call it, or something, and slut shaming. Like, there's a lot going on in that sentence. There is. There's a lot going on there. Dad, the father said, yeah, I was shocked, but I was proud. My daughter is Aurora Snow. When my friends found out, they said, oh my God, that's your daughter? And she said, how did you handle that? He said, when they'd say, how do you feel about your daughter being a porn queen? Which, how old are these men? He's a porn queen!
Well, she retired almost 10 years ago, I think. So she's probably... in her, like, late 30s, so her dad's probably in his 60s, maybe 70s.
This old nigga's in porn. Pornography, films.
I don't think that's the kind of porn she does.
Oh, I don't know.
Did.
Yeah, see, I don't watch professionals. I don't fucking know. I don't know who the fuck this is. Because they're professionals. Like, all their shit looks the same. It's boring. It's fucking corny. Like, it's actually, their shit looks like music videos. Really? Like, their shit looks like anything you can see on MTV. His friends would say, how do you feel about your daughter being a porn queen? And I'd ask them how much money they've made having sex. None. They'd have to pay for it. So I'm like, okay, you'd pay for it, and my daughter makes hundreds of thousands of dollars having sex. So come on, if you could do that, wouldn't you? That shuts him up. And she said, so it wasn't weird for you? He said, no, not at all. I'm very proud of you.
Aw, that's kind of sweet, though.
So that's not very white-on-white crime. That's just us trying to not always end the show with fucking... Horrible everything's shit. Burning down! It's all over, man! Game over, man!
That reminds me of Stoya, who was also a porn actress, where she was talking about how, you know, it was with her dad, and she's like, he's not ashamed of it or anything. He's just mad because he doesn't watch porn anymore because he's scared to Google things because he's scared I'm going to show up in the search. Like, that was his biggest beef with her doing porn.
I guess, I mean, fuck, you changed the fucking diapers. I actually just don't, or just fucking watch black people, nigga, just...
can't you do, I don't know, can't you do, like, the exclusion search, like, search for something and then, like, but no Stoya or something?
What if it's a long-form film and she's not one of the box... The
headliners?
Yeah. And you just, and you got people over and you got two screens on, one's showing the Super Bowl, one's got the video on, and you're like, touchdown!
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just, I guess, download your porn videos before your child becomes an actor in the industry.
Yeah, just download your porn or look down on with scorn. This country is war-torn. These whack-ass niggas can't mob like the horn. That's that motherfucker Bob Kincaid. Head on radio network, they get paid. Well, not really. They take donations so that they can keep on making another podcast episode for you to download. Y'all motherfuckers is listening too slow. Am I speaking too fast like Tretch from Naughty by Nature? And I be mobbing on fakers. The beat's fading the fuck out. So what I'm about to do is press stop. Oh, I just pressed record again to play the soundboard.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.